Hey, this is John Dawson of Patio Daddy O Barbecue in Boise, Idaho, and I've got it locked on the 50,000 gigawatt blowtorch of the internet that is Barbecue Central.
Happy to have you aboard here for the really big barbecue show.
Boing. We cook because we have to, and we grill because we want to.
Hit me. Fine, how's it going?
You have a great show. I'm a big fan.
Boing.
So what seems to be the problem here? This man looks like he's dead, and he's in the crackle.
Charbono! It's all about the Charbono, dude!
Succulent fish! What?
We ate 54 wieners.
Oh, listen, Labernius, shut your face.
I'm shaking like a dog shit peach seed.
We have top men working on it right now. Top men.
All right, just like that, we're into the second hour. It's the Barbecue Central show. I get lost in reading the chat sometimes. That's why I don't do that too much during the show anymore. I learned that years and years ago.
Boing.
I'd sit there and I'd watch the chat roll and I'd get lost in it. Guest stops talking. 45 seconds later.
Hit me.
Why is nobody talking? Oh, he's done answering the question a minute ago. Pay attention to the show, idiot.
Boing.
So that's what I do. But in the break, I was catching up on some chat. Hey, this is the Barbecue Central Show. We talk about all things that are important to the world of barbecue and grilling. And best of all, we are coming to you from...
Palm City, USA. Cleveland.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies are back in Cleveland this time around, by the way. So if you're into that kind of thing, come on down to Cleveland and let me know you're coming into town. I'll take you all around the hot eateries like Johnny's Little Bar for burger, and then we'll go down to Larder Delicatessen on West 29th Street for some Koji Magic from Jeremy Yamansky, and then we'll run over to East 4th for Mabel's Barbecue, and then we'll run out to Parma for some barbecue out there, and then we'll run back to downtown Cleveland for House of Creole for some Cajun / Louisiana cooking. Oh, we're going to eat like kings as long as you make it here for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions. So as I had mentioned, I was reading the chat. I hate it when people use acronyms when I don't know what it means, but Smokin' Joe said they're giving away a one-year subscription to Greg's OF with every XXL purchase. I don't know what OF means, Joe. I don't know. I only know one thing, OF, because I'm a sports-minded person. Outfield. You're getting a one-year subscription to Greg's Outfield with every purchase of XXL. I don't know what it means otherwise. Joe, spell it out. All right? Take the extra 8 seconds and spell out the word. We say good evening to those of you watching tonight through one of our video streaming platforms. You can go to facebook.com/BBQCentralShow. You can go to twitter.com/BBQCentralShow. Or you can go to youtube.com/@BBQCentralShow, where we have a YouTube poll question of the week going on. And I'm asking everybody this. Before last week, you were familiar with the brand Monument Grills. And currently 71% of you are still with the nah. You are not. You are not familiar with Monument. Did I say Momentum earlier? I saw my dad jump in the chat and he said Monument or Momentum. Monument is what I mean. If I said Momentum, forgive me. I misspoke. But I think Monument is what I meant to say. In fact, I know it is. So while Wes Wright and I think that is a brand you might want to become familiar with, it appears that most of you nerds are not familiar with. In fact, you are not.
Andrew,
you are not familiar with Monument Grills. That's the best. So maybe next year when I ask this question, the stats will change. 30% of you will be familiar and 20% of you will never mind. Still to come on the show tonight, the embedded correspondents are going to be here in some form or fashion. Doug Scheiding is in Minnesota at the Shields University. We did sound check yesterday. He did alert me that there might be some hijinks and tomfoolery that would cause him to miss. He has texted me and said things are looking not great at the moment. So I swore at him, and then I swore at him more and encouraged him under no uncertain terms to make sure that he is here on time, and he has 10 minutes to do it, for crying out loud. Coming up on the best moments of the Barbecue Central show in 10 minutes or less, this coming Friday, episode 331, taking you back to April 14th of 2009, a barbecue and grilling legend, at least in my estimation, owner of the iconic East Coast Grill in New England area, Chris Schlesinger. Now, when you look at his last name, a lot of people want to say Schlesinger. Only the rubes and the dopes say Schlesinger, because just because it looks like Schlesinger, I can't even say it wrong because I say it so right. It's Chris Schlesinger. We even talk about it in the beginning of the episode. Chris is one of those guys that I look at as one of the biggest names that effectively helped grow the art of using a real live fire grill in the restaurant and commercial setting. Certainly, he's an established barbecue and grilling cook in his own right, but he is a chef, a real chef, went to the CIA, not the Black Ops, but the Culinary Institute of America, graduated from there. You know, there weren't a lot of people doing it like he was doing it back then. In fact, Chris inspired many of the New England barbecue cooks that you might know. For instance, Chris Hart from IQ and my longtime man crush, Andy Husbands, of Hell's Kitchen fame. He also cooked with Chris Hart on the IQ team. He owns Smokehouse Restaurant, used to own Tremont 346 or whatever out there in Boston. If being a successful restaurateur wasn't enough, by the way, he also wrote many books on the subject and to this day widely considered to be the référence materials that helped improve and move the industry forward. So those would be titles like Thrill of the Grill or License to Grill. Books people still mention to this day as one that has helped them become a better barbecue and grilling cook. So if you aren't familiar with Chris Schlesinger, a great way to get introduced to the legend himself coming up this Friday. Hold on. I just got a text message. Stand by. I hate this. This is never going to happen again, by the way. I apologize up front. I'm doing this only under protest. Shout out to my daughter, Bobby, and her roommate, Nina, and boyfriend, Todd. We love Todd. Everybody knows about Todd.
I'm just kidding.
Nobody knows about Todd. Thanks for tuning in, gang, in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. So there's this thing. Maybe you know about it, maybe you don't, especially if you live in Alaska, called the Iditarod race. This is going back a little bit, sad on it, because I had much better stuff to get to in the past handful of weeks, but I don't anymore. So the Iditarod it is. Maybe you didn't know this. This year specifically, something terrible happened. A musher, which is somebody that stands on the back of the sled, killed a moose after it was tangling with one of his pull dogs. There appears to be a rule that if you kill a moose or some other identified, I don't even know what the hell I'm trying to say. If you kill a moose or something else on the course, you have to dress the animal in a certain way, you know, like take its guts out and whatnot. And then you have to report it at the next check-in without delay. And I guess it didn't happen in whatever timely fashion it's supposed to happen. And the musher was hit with a 2-hour penalty. So he couldn't leave the city or checkpoint at the time he wanted to. He had to wait 2 hours. That seems like an incredible amount of time. Who cares about that? Obviously, the Iditarod is not necessarily on my radar. How can this be a race? How can this still be something that's happening every year? I am by no means an animal guy. I think I've proven that, except when I dropped $3,000 on a stupid cat because his ureter was clogged with piss crystals. But tell me, we're running 12 to 14 dogs over 1,000 miles in the Alaskan wilderness sounds like a good idea? For both the human and the dogs, usually it takes about 8 to 10 days to complete. So simple math is telling you that the team goes about 100 miles a day. In order to be a valid finishing team, the musher needs to have at least 5 dogs with the sled. What happened to the other 7 or 9 dogs? Did they run away? I know that some of them die on the course because they sling them over the sled. Is it outrageous for me to ask the question, stop this race? Can we stop the race? What year am I living in that this is still happening? What are you proving? By the way, without the moose incident of 2024, I wouldn't have any idea that this thing is still happening in this country. It sounds like something that should have stopped in the 60s. By the way, I think I speak for the majority of people in the country who have no idea that this even happened. If that's the case, all the more reason to stop the Iditarod race. Join me in a grassroots movement, 2 of them. Let's make horse meat legal in this country. And let's get rid of the Iditarod race once and for all. I thought it was gone. And if you're not going to get rid of it, make sure that if a moose comes on trail and tangles with one of your dogs, you properly pull its guts out and notify the official immediately at the next check-in. Otherwise, you're going to be waiting for 2 hours. And who wants that? Nobody wants it. Trust me. Busher. You can have less, you can win with less than half your dogs? The embedded correspondents, at least 75% of them are currently in. We're going to get to them here in just 1 second. Before we do that, we talk about our pals over at Franklin Barbecue Pits. The backyard version of the famed barbecue pit built by Aaron Franklin for his renowned barbecue restaurant. Where? In Austin, Texas. Built for those barbecue purists who want to take their craft to the next level. What you have with the Franklin pit, a deeply thought out, refined version of the old propane style cooker that Aaron built for his Franklin barbecue restaurant. Stylistically, it reflects the kind of bare bones industrial handmade aesthetic that he loves, as in the patina. And the way the build allows you to see the welds and the craftsmanship. Now, the schematics of a Texas off-style pit, relatively simple, even if the things happening inside reflect complicated dynamics of physics and chemistry. 2 things I don't know anything about. There are very few moving parts here. Numerous and massive difference divide the Franklin pit from the average barbecue offset that you see in the big box store. Don't fall for it. Don't spend $200 on an offset and think you have a banger. Trust me, there's only one thing getting banged, and it's you. The Franklin pit, primarily made of quarter-inch thick American-made steel. Anything that sees heat is engineered to be incredibly solid. Should last a century or more if cared for properly. Also, the thickness of the steel guarantees professional grade heat retention, a critical component to making great barbecue. Franklin pits can be found at barbecue specialty stores across the nation. If you are a listener of the show and you own this kind of a store and you want to become a certified Franklin dealer, visit franklinbbqpits.com and fill out the dealer form. If you're a listener of the show and you want to own one but you don't live near a dealer, you can go to franklinbbqpits.com and purchase a pit right online. Franklin Pit will ship directly to their driveway. So either or, if you're a supplier, you want to become a dealer, go to franklinbbqpits.com. If you are not by a dealer and you want to be a purchaser and end user, go to franklinbbqpits.com. 2 birds, 1 stone. And as we've been accumulating the dealer network here over the first quarter or so, in 2024, we encourage all of you folks out there in the barbecue supply world if you're not already, become a certified Franklin dealer. Drop my name. It'll help you out. Trust me. We're back with the Embedded Correspondents right after this. Stick around. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show. Howard Stern, Jim Rome, Dan Patrick, and Greg Rampey. The Mountain Rushmore of talk show entertainment. Now, let's get back to the Barbecue Central Show.
All right, welcome back. This portion of the show being brought to you by Pit Barrel Cooker, the most unbelievable outdoor cooking device on the planet. Currently available in three sizes, a host of accessories. If you're a beginner, if you're a professional, it doesn't matter. You add it to the arsenal and you become immediately happier with life. PitBarrelCooker.com is the place to go and tell them the Barbecue Central Show sent you. It is the fourth Tuesday of a month in the second hour, and you know what that means. A visit from our pals, the Embedded Correspondents. Now, before anybody blows a gasket, Doug is en route. Bob Healy is not sitting in from Grill Blazer. Doug's en route. He's at Shields University out there in Minnesota, where they're putting on a great barbecue event for all of their employees to make sure that they are educated to sell things like Doug's barbecue rub and other stuff that I'm not aware of, but they do that there every year, and that's why Shields is a magnificent retailer. So while we wait for Doug to come in, and I'm not waiting for him to come in, we have a YouTube poll question of the week that we're cycling through before we get into the 748 100% surety questions that lie in wait for us here this evening. John, before last week, you were familiar with the brand Monument Grills, yes or no?
Yes, I was.
All right, 74% of the voting public says no, they're not. Matt Osman, welcome in for the first time here at the Embedded Correspondents. Familiar with Monument Grills before last week?
100% yes.
Rusty, are we making it a 100% with the ECs so far?
No, stop with the damn grills, people.
Jesus. You're not familiar with that?
No. And there's a lot, man. There's a lot, all right? It's a sea of grills. I'm sailing upon the sea of grills. I cannot keep them all straight in my brain.
All right, well, as luck would have it, I did know about Monument Grills before last week, so 75% of us know about it. Well, I mean, he's here. Why not let me ask him? Bob Healy, familiar with Monument Grills? I guess he's not. He did say no, by the way, in the first hour of the show, so I remember that. All right, Doug will jump in wherever he can fit in here. There's a huge announcement that I'm going to make here this evening. Lest any of you, Rusty, Matt, Bob Healy, think that you are the number one fan of this show and the brand, something has happened here today that has clearly defined who is the best and why everyone else is indeed just the rest. And let me show you exactly what I'm talking about. Because somebody on this dais has done this. If I might. Hey, by the way, just dropping in here this evening, longest running embedded correspondent from Texas, Doug Scheiding is here. Fresh from Shields University. He tried to back out, but I called him the C word and told him to get here no matter what. So there you go.
Yes, you did.
Doug, before last week, were you familiar with the brand Monument Grills?
No.
No. All right. So 50-50 for the embedded correspondents. Rusty said, no way. There's a sea of grills, and he's quite sick of it, to be honest. So, but I was just saying, as you were jumping in here, Doug, while all of you might think you are the show's number one fan, something has happened today that clearly defines one of you as being the best and everyone else being the rest. And here's what it is. Take a look at this, because this just happened earlier today. John Solberg inked up, if you can believe it.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe? John, the show and the stage and the microphone and the spotlight is yours. What inspires you to ink up with anything related to the words BBQ Central and show?
I'm thinking it's like at least 330 some episodes. I think I earned that piece, right? 5-6 years of being part of the brand. And wow. It was just a long overdue. I don't have the best moment stickers. They are available. I do send them out. So I just got my own sticker and it's a little burned up method and stuck it on there.
So is this finished or do you go back for highlighting or negative space filling or whatever you tattoo people do?
This piece is obviously part of a bigger picture on a half sleeve. So The half sleeve's not done, but it's getting very close. And I had a little space and I said, it's time to put this on there. So the arm itself needs some work, but I think the tattoos are continual and never quite complete. So I got a lot of canvas. I'll be going back for a while.
The half sleeve isn't in theme. This is just part of a myriad of topics.
This half sleeve is kind of like a collection of life for me, significant events, sometimes just fun events like, hey, I'm in Puerto Rico. There's a tattoo parlor. Let's go. You know, so this is just kind of, this is a combination of a lot of things that I love. I enjoy. It's fun. So, you know, not all tattoos have to be serious, in my opinion, or have to have some deep-seated meaning. They're just fun sometimes. So this sleeve is a collection of all the things that I want to take to the grave. And certainly being part of the brand and taking that logo to the grave is, it's going with me. You can take it with you. Just ink it on and go.
John, you have to sit this question out. This is a quick run around the mill. Doug, in light of what has just transpired and that we've learned, at some point before 2024 comes to an end, you will get Barbecue Central Show ink on you.
No, I don't think so. Wow. Not yet.
Okay. I mean, we didn't even think about it. Matt, Barbecue Central Show ink before 2024 comes to a close.
Slim no.
There's some positivity in there. I'm going to take it. Rusty, Barbecue Central Show ink before 2024 ends.
Doug, think about this. That butterfly in the mid of your back, just right above that.
You think I can cover it up with that?
No, yeah. Doug, you're not allowed. I just decided you're not allowed to get a tattoo there. No way. That's not happening.
But he's my brother. He's my brother with the butterfly.
That's right.
That's right. You know what? I feel like tattoos are about points in your life that are, you know, that happen to you. And I mean, who knows? You know, who knows?
Right, who knows? So it's a definite maybe. No. It's a definite maybe for Rusty. I'm not saying no. So if it's not no, it's yes for me. All right, let's get into the 100% surety questions here because I had mentioned we have a bunch of them. We'll start with Doug. 100% yes or 100% no. You have, at one point or another, rinsed a cut of steak under the sink before seasoning.
Why would you do that? 100% no.
John, yes or no?
100% no.
Rusty, steak rinser, yes or no, ever?
No, sir.
Matt?
Yes, but clarification, with beef broth per a episode I listened to a while back.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I did. I used to rinse steak underneath the sink. I didn't know any better. I never saw my mother or my father do it. I don't know why I did it, but I did it. This was years ago. And then I got hip to the fact that I wasn't going to do it. So I'm not going to sit here and lie like maybe some of you are. But I used to rinse steak underneath the sink, and I apologize. All right. Moving on. I'm not going to be insolent and continue to do it after we know there's no reason to do it. That's one thing I'm definitely not going to do. All right. Let's go to the newest guest here, Matt Osman, embedded correspondent from Tennessee. Matt, 100% yes or 100% no. You are a closet chicken rinser and cleaner guy, yes or no?
100% no.
Rusty, rinser and cleaner of chicken.
I have cured myself of that.
So yes, you did.
I used to be. I'm not anymore. I used to, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not anymore. Doug, you are a closet chicken rinser and cleaner guy.
proud to say no.
Johnny boy?
No, that's a no for me. I do not rinse chicken.
Now, this might make no sense to anybody, but I am a no as well. Never even did it. Not even a closet guy, but never even did chicken. But I don't know what happened to me with the steaks. Rusty, 100% yes or 100% no. You are shocked to hear that Myron Mixon will be doing a meet and greet at Smoke Slam next month, but he's not cooking it.
Yes, actually, that is kind of weird. That is weird.
John?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I think that's with Rusty.
Doug, you're shocked to hear that Myron Mixon will be doing a meet and greet at Smoke Slam next month, but he's not cooking it.
Yes, I'm floored.
Matt, surprised?
No.
I am surprised. Yes. Matt, let me dig in. Why are you not surprised?
Because he's Myron Mixon and he's about the money.
Oh, yeah?
And if he's going to go across town to say hi to some fans, push a rub and a brand, Myron's going to show up. I am surprised that not everybody who was invited is going to be there.
Who else was invited?
Tuffy Stone.
Mm-hmm. You know anybody else who was invited?
That's the only one that I know for sure that's was invited and will not be there.
Do you know if Myron is getting paid to be there? Like, does he have an appearance fee?
Oh, I'm sure he does, but I don't know. I don't have confirmation that he's getting compensated.
All right. We go to our pal John Solberg. John, 100% yes or 100% no. After reviewing the SmokeSlam teams list for next month's event, you feel that the big teams have all decided to stay at Memphis in May this year?
Yeah, they have. I'm going with yes. Coin toss.
Matt, big teams stayed at Memphis in May this year?
Yes.
Rusty, after reviewing the teams list for SmokeSlam, you think that all the big boys stayed in Memphis?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, there's nobody there.
Dougie?
I'm going to be a contrarian on this. I'm saying no.
You're just being a dick to be a dick.
Yeah,
you looked at the teams, right? I mean, what are we talking about?
I did look at the teams, yes.
I mean, there's the answer can only be yes. They have decided to stay in Memphis in May. Please embolden your answer, Doug.
Yes, yes. There's two teams that kind of surprised me. 10 Bones, who I believe has won ribs like 3 out of the last 5 years,
yeah.
The rib category. And also, it's interesting, a 1995, yes, we're going back, the Rebel Roaster Review champion of Memphis in May is cooking there, and Ross is coming out of retirement. So he's kind of he's a money guy, doesn't give a really crap, and is actually going to cook it. So good luck to them.
All right, let's go back to Doug. Doug, 100% yes or 100% no. You think that Big Bob Gibson's will win Memphis in May this year?
Put my card in, yes.
Ooh, okay. John, Chris Lilly wins this year, yes or no?
I'm going with a yes.
Yeah,
well, yes for the money.
Feeling good about that. Matty boy, you think Chris Lilly's got another one in him?
100% no, Myron.
Man, you got to wait. You answer the question. Only the question. You don't go ahead. You just answer the question. Rusty, 100% yes or 100% no. Big Bob Gibson's will win Memphis in May this year.
I hope so, man. I'm rooting for that dude for sure.
Yeah. I would like to see Chris Lilly win. I think he has been off of the hot the last couple of years. I think he's due for another hot, plus gives him overall wins over Myron. I think that would give him 6 because there's a tie at 5 overall world championship. So I'm going yes. We go to the next question. Matt, we'll start with you. 100% yes or 100% no. You think Jack's Old South will win Memphis in May this year?
100% yes.
If I said no, that would have been a real mind F with me. I'm telling you. John, you think Myron Mixon will win this year?
100% no.
Rusty, Myron Mixon wins this year.
No, sir. Nope.
Dougie, Myron Mixon?
Nope.
All right, I'm going no. So, of course, it does follow as that was all of our answers to the previous of Chris Lilly winning. And Matt, why do you think Myron is due?
He missed it last year. Conflict with the
with his class.
Teaching class, etc. Yeah. Chris Lilly final 2 years back. And I think Memphis in May needs another big name to win Memphis. If another rib team were to do the impossible and it go rib 2 years in a row, that would be audacious. But I think Myron locks it up.
Let's go to Matt Osmond. Matt, 100% yes or 100% no? Throwing all your other answers out. You think Blues Hog will win Memphis in May this year?
100% no.
Rusty, Blues Hog.
Oh, man. I hope so, but I'm going Chris Lilly still.
John Solberg, Blues Hog.
No, they're not winning. I hope they get their ass beat.
Doug, 100% yes or 100% no. You think Blues Hog will win Memphis in May this year?
I could throw all my other answers out.
Yeah, throw all your other answers out.
Okay, I'm going to say yes because Blues Hog won the event tonight that I was at here in Fargo.
All right, so barbecue. You think they are on some kind of roll? I can say that. All right, well, I'm going to side with Doug, throwing all my other answers out. Absolutely, I think Blues Hog is well positioned to take 2 out of the last 3 years. Plus, they were in finals last year. They have some kind of magic that's going on down there, and they've made no bones about it, no pun intended, that they're going back to Memphis in May again this year and to win. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if they're doing hog. I would love to see them try their hand at ribs. I mean, why not? Are they doing hog, Matt? Do you know that?
That's what I was going to ask. I don't know what category. Right.
Well, I would love to see them
going back to shoulder.
Ribs a try. Why not? They seem to throw caution to the wind down there. Rusty. 100% yes or 100% no. You think that someone with the last name Bringle will win Smokeslam this year?
No.
John, Bringle wins Smokeslam. Yes or no?
100% no.
100%. Matt, Bringle winning?
Not a chance.
Not a chance. Wow. Like, I don't have a chance, and I'm not cooking in it. Doug, 100% yes or 100% no. You think that someone with the last name Bringle will win Smokeslam this year?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, two questions in a row. I'm siding with Doug Scheiding on this one, and I didn't mean to rhyme. I believe that someone with the last name Bringle will win Smokeslam this year. And we'll see how that plays out. All right, so we've gotten through a number of them. However, we still have a number of them to get through. So stand by as I do this last piece of business for our pal Sterling Ball over at Big Papa Smokers. Listen up, gang. Our friends over at Big Papa Smokers have something special just for you, listeners of the show, whether you're a seasoned pitmaster or a grilling noob. Big Papa Smokers, your one-stop shop for all things barbecue. From their championship rubs, mouth-watering sauces, essential accessories, they have what you need to take your food to the next level, whether you're on the competition circuit or in the backyard like me. Here's the cherry on top. Big Papa Smokers offering the listeners of the Barbecue Central Show an exclusive deal that means only for you. Use promo code REMPE at checkout, REMPE. You get $10 off your next $50 purchase of rubs, sauces, or those essential accessories. Imagine the possibility. Evaluate your ribs with Big Papa's Sweet Money. Add Big Papa's Desert Gold to your chicken, or better yet, pick up Big Papa's Double Secret and add it on your steak. head on over to BigPapaSmokers.com and start shopping today. And don't forget to use the promo code REMPE, R-E-M-P-E, at checkout and claim your $10 off your next order of $50 or more. Don't forget to check out Big Papa's full line of recipes at this website, cookingwithbigpapa.com. And of course, follow him on social media for amazing recipes and short videos. Become inspired by Sterling himself. Follow him. Worth a follow. Great recipes. And we're back with the embedded correspondence right after this. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Whole packers, full racks, legs and thighs, injecting butts. If you've never heard this before, you might think you found the best Triple X show ever. Let's get back to the most homoerotic host out there today, Craig Rempe.
Hey, welcome back. This portion of the show being brought to you by JRE Tobacco, makers of Aladino Cigars, the Corojo Reserva line, the Sumatra, Aladino Classic. And of course, they have the new ones out now, Fuma Noche and the 100% Cameroon. So, wrapper, binder, filler. That's currently not out yet, but soon enough it will be. JRETobacco.com to find a retailer near you. And as always, if you would like to try some Aladino cigars, shoot me an email and I will send them out to you, Greg, at the BBQ Central Show. Before we get to the rest of the surety questions, I'm here to answer this question from Guy, the cooking Sam. Greg, those three questions in a row made no sense. Oh, come on.
Get that big stuff out of here.
Guy, as I'm putting these together, it all sounds like gold in my head. Do you think that I am actually evaluating how they're going to run in succession and how immediately I am discrediting myself as a great question writer? No, and it should make total sense to you, Guy, because I live in hypocrisy. So stop it already with your stern evaluation of my crappy question writing skills. And we continue on. Go back to where we stopped. Here we go. All right, let's go to Matt Osman here. Matt, 100% yes or 100% no. If you had the $19,000 extra dollars laying around, and which one of us doesn't, you would buy the Kalamazoo freestanding gravity feed cooker.
100% all day, yes.
Right. Rusty, you would buy the $19,000 Kalamazoo gravity feed cooker.
No. $19,000? Jesus.
Sea of cookers, Rusty. John, 100% yes or 100% no. If you had the $19,000 extra dollars laying around, you would buy the Kalamazoo freestanding gravity fed cooker.
Hell yeah. Lifetime bucket list check off. Hello.
Right. Doug, you buying the $19,000 Kalamazoo gravity feed freestanding cooker?
No, I'm not doing that. No.
Well, we have a tie. That means I get to break the tie. So if I had the $19,000 extra dollars laying around, would I buy it? Yes. All day long. Look at me. Get on that Instagram, fire up the live. Oh, you know it. I'd even buy it in the cart and spend another $5,000 extra dollars. Totaling $24,000, Rusty. How do you like that, Mr. Positivity? And as a matter of fact, we'll go to you for this question. 100% yes or 100% no. You think lamb is the most underrated protein for outdoor grilling?
100% yes. That shit's good.
Doug, lamb is underrated.
It is, but it's not the most underrated. So, no.
Wow. John, lamb is underrated.
No, it's not. Get that shit off my grill.
Matt, 100% yes or 100% no. You think lamb is the most underrated protein for outdoor grilling?
100,000% yes.
And I'm going to back Matt up with a 1,000,000,000% yes. The most underrated protein. It's delicious. It's God's meat. It's Jesus's meat, whatever religious you want to throw around. It's their meat. I mean, it's the most delicious thing. In fact, I had lamb chops on Friday night when I just happened to be overnighting at my parents' house. You know, let me tell you something. You go to your parents' house, you're a host of Barbecue and Grilling podcast, and they're like, you don't mind cooking dinner for us, do you? No, not at all. Let me do that while I'm here. Trying to rest. They were delicious. They were the biggest, Doug, I thought of you immediately. They were the biggest lamb chops I've ever seen in my life. They were like this thick and this big. I mean, they were delicious. John, you're just a overall lamb denier or what?
No, I'll cook it all day long for people that enjoy it. And if I'm at a fancy party and heavy hors d'oeuvres or lamb chops, of course, I'm going to take a bite because you'll be social outcast if you don't, so you can comment on it.
You care.
But it's just not my, it's like, it depends on the setting, baby.
Yeah.
If you're getting paid, you're getting paid. It's like, it's just not my jam. Like, if you got to put freaking mint jelly on your shit, so it's just not a taste. No.
Who's putting,
did I go,
Doug, you put mint jelly like, on your lamb?
No, but no. I do have a jalapeno cilantro sauce.
That's not mint. That Matt, you putting it, mint on your lamb?
No.
Rusty, mint on your lamb?
Hell yeah, bro. That's like applesauce and pork chops.
Of course you are. God damn it. I mean, I got to watch what I'm doing with Rusty. All right. Well, that blows my thought. I would never think to put mint on anything. That's julep or lamb. I put steak seasoning on and cooking medium rare and is the best thing ever.
It's fucking lamb 101. Know your shit if you want to talk about it.
Yeah, I know that you put mint on, but like nobody's really putting mint on. It's gross. I mean, those people are gross that are doing that. All right. Fair enough. For
Malcolm went over that.
Yeah. 100% yes or 100% no. We'll go to Doug on this one. Doug, I should continue to chase Andrew Zimmern as a guest on this show.
I say yes. Yes.
Rusty? I should continue to chase Andrew Zimmern.
Hell yeah. I'd listen to the shit out of that. I like that dude. He's cool.
John, chase Andrew.
Oh, this is a tough one, ooh. But I'm going to go with, ooh. I'm like, fuck yeah. It might be really cool. He might be a really cool dude if you break through the freaking bullshit.
Matt, I should continue to chase Andrew Zimmern.
All day, 100% yes.
Well, I can confirm, by the way, that we have our first unanimous, and he is rebooked on the show. So, chased and gotten, but, I mean, we have some other hurdles to get through, because we were almost there the last time. But I have sent gear out to his assistant, and we'll see how that works. I mean, you never know what happens. So, it's a long story, John. We'll get into it another time. 100% yes or 100% no, and we'll go to Matt on this one. Matt, 100. You remember someone by the name of Michael Medium Rare O'Donnell? See where your super fandom lies. No. Rusty, Michael Medium Rare O'Donnell.
No, man, no.
By the way, don't lie because I do have an immediate follow-up quiz. To make sure you really know him or not. Doug, 100% yes or 100% no. You remember someone by the name of Michael Medium Rare O'Donnell?
No.
Wait, before I get to John, can I go back and say he is associated with the show? Like he is associated with the show. This isn't like, you know, do you know some random name in the industry? Does that change anybody's answer? No? Okay.
Kind of like Pat LaFrito's, that guy? Yes,
kind of like that guy. But even less, if you can believe it. By the way, Pat LaFrito might make an appearance on this show again here sooner than later. John, you remember someone by the name of Michael Medium Rare O'Donnell?
Yes, of course I do.
All right.
And it's obscure, but that's why I got the tattoo.
I, of course, know Michael Medium Rare O'Donnell. John, do you remember the phrase that he uttered that makes me never forget Michael Medium Rare O'Donnell on the show?
I'm going to paraphrase it, but it's like, would you eat jelly out of a cow's ass?
What he said was almost, would you fuck an elephant? Out of context, that sounds really weird. However, that's exactly what he said, and it will never leave my person. Go ahead, Matt.
How? Well, what is the context of that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's completely out of context the way I'm saying it. I asked him a question that he thought was ridiculous, so he asked me a even more ridiculous question in return, which was having sex with an elephant. All right. I wasn't sure if John would remember that, but again, that's why he owns the tattoo now. All right, Lyle, let's go to Doug. Doug, 100% yes or 100% no. As it relates to barbecue history, you are familiar with the name Jim Minion.
Absolutely. Two loose screws.
All right. Matt, you are familiar with Jim Minion.
100% yes.
John?
100% yes.
Rusty, Jim Minion?
I know Jim Minion.
Of course, I know Jim Minion for a myriad of reasons. All right, let's go play test. Rusty, how do you know Jim Minion?
Jim Minion is the, that's how, when I do the charcoal thing, you know, you put the charcoal below, the hot ones on top with the wood, all that fun stuff.
And it's called?
Yeah. Those are really, the Minion, what is it called?
Go ahead. You were there. The Minion.
Minion technique.
Almost. I don't know. It's another M.
Minion method.
Yes. That's it.
Yes.
You've done it. And next week we'll play another game show. Guess that name. Jim Minion was on the Best Moment show last week. And that was like the last interview I've had with him. If you're a fan of the show, you will love to find out that Jim Minion has booked another segment on the show, and we will get a recap from Jim Minion coming up. So decades away from the show, he's still alive, number one, which was important for me to find out. Number two, he is interested in coming back on the show. So excited to catch up with him. The Brisket Roundtable, one of the official members of the very first Brisket Roundtable. By the way, that leads me into this question, and John, we'll start with you. 100% yes or 100% no. You would like to hear a refresher of the very first Brisket Roundtable, meaning the original panel, Ray Lampe, Fast Eddie Morin, Leanne Whippin, and Jim Minion.
Yeah, I'll take 3 out of 4 on that for the win.
Matt, you would like to hear a redo of Ray Lampe, Fast Eddie, Leanne Whippin, Jim Minion, the very first Brisket Roundtable.
100% yes.
All right, I'm going to stop right now. John, I'm going to ask you this. Doug, you can weigh in. Rusty, I'm not even going to ask you. But John, am I off? Is Matt Osman voice twins with Scott Roberts? Are you getting that at all? Can you make that voice placement? Or Doug, can you make that voice placement or no?
I'm not getting it.
No?
No.
No, but I'll pay that, more attention, but yeah. Right.
But so the trailing yes, yeah. I see where you got it, but yeah.
give me the tweet. Yes again, Matt.
100% yes.
Dude, I mean that is Scott Roberts.
You're on it,
right,
Greg.
Now.
You're on it. Oh
God,
yeah, it is.
Crap. That we is just unbelievable. Gotta,
we just get a little ball clamp, and right. He's 100% yes. Scott Roberts. Right.
Good job.
Voice doppelganger.
Yes, I mean, now that you're talking, now I'm not gonna not hear. But I mean, you are the former official. What was he? The rub and sauce reviewer for the Barbecue Central show for years. And
yeah, he was a hot sauce reviewer. Yeah,
he was a hot sauce expert. That was his wheelhouse. Expert. But then he did barbecue rubs and barbecue sauce reviews for us every month. And wow, you are the voice twin of Scott Roberts. I'll send you some old links so you can listen to yourself talk. Bert. And it's not you. Rusty, do you know Scott Roberts?
And now
Roberts?
He's a Jesus freak.
Yeah, well, we won't hold that against him. Rusty, are you familiar with Scott Roberts at all?
Yes, I am familiar with Scott Roberts.
Are you really?
Really am. There was a minute, Greg, that I went back and listened to a lot of old episodes for like when I had time to do that. That's what I did.
Oh, Rusty, I love you. This is why Rusty's Mr. Positivity. Rusty, since you are positive, 100% yes or 100% no, I should continue to bring premium hand-rolled cigar content to the show.
First, I'd like to start out and say you should bring back that panel because that would be badass, and you should continue to do that and revive those, and that would be such a cool segment. I would listen. I would love that. Oh, man, that's solid. No, man, because I don't smoke cigars. I don't care about that.
Doug, I should continue to bring premium hand-rolled cigar content to the show.
I would like to go back to the previous question and say, yes, those roundtables were the best. I would listen to them three, four, five, six times. I didn't ask you to
those questions, Rusty and John or Doug. Wow, I'm sorry, man. That is a shame on me.
Yeah.
I know you're not, but I mean, I would still like to be professional at all costs, but holy moly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But let me answer the cigar question since you did ask that. Yeah. The answer is no. I agree with my brother, Rusty.
Matt, cigar content smoked out?
100% yes.
I'm sorry. I asked the wrong question. I should continue to bring it. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. John, cigar content, yes?
If it's paying the bills, yes.
I don't feel like that's a real yes.
Like,
here's what I found. Here's what I found. When I started doing it for self-indulgence, you would be surprised how many Centralites are partakers in premium hand-rolled cigars. And moreover, after every interview, it's love the cigar content. Even people that aren't cigar smokers find the cigar talk fascinating for whatever. I don't know if it's process. I don't know if there's a relatability to barbecue and cooking that they're seeing in cigars, but the wide sweeping audience is saying far and wide, more cigar content. So I'm here to oblige, of course. 100% yes or 100% no. John. Encouraged by his longtime pal Meathead from AmazingRibs.com, I have secretly begun writing a book about this show.
100% no.
Matt, I'm writing a book.
Yes.
Doug, I'm writing a book about the show.
No effing way.
Rusty, encouraged by my longtime pal Meathead from AmazingRibs.com, I've secretly begun writing a book about this show.
Yes, but like Meathead, you won't release it.
I can tell you with 100% assurity, if I don't read books, I sure as hell ain't gonna write a book. It's a no for me. By the way, to any publisher listening, to any literary agent listening that wants to try and change my mind, keep your money. I don't want it. I don't want to do it. I would never do it. Can you imagine if I then wrote a book and read my own book? That would be so weird. So weird. Rusty, 100% yes or 100% no. I should pay $17 a month for pet insurance on the cat who had the clogged pisser.
Yeah, that's cheap as hell. Do that.
That's By the way, that is a firm quoted price. I'm not just picking that out of the air. Doug, $17 a month for pet insurance for the clogged pisser.
Let's keep the torture test alive. Yes.
Matt, yes or no on the clogged pisser pet insurance?
Not a chance.
No.
No.
John, I should pay $17 a month for pet insurance on the cat who had the clogged pisser.
No. Just take a chance. No.
By the way, I agree with John. No. And Matt. I'm not going to do it. It might cost me a little bit more to have him put down the next time this happens, but who knows? He could go on for 8 more years without another clogged pisser at $17 a month. I'm no mathematician, but that's like $50,000. So I'm ahead if I wait. Last one. Oh, it's beauty. Matt, 100% yes or 100% no. In a shocking turn of events, Traeger will offer our very own John Solberg an ambassadorship just to fuck with him.
100% yes.
Mm-hmm. Rusty, Traeger giving John a ambassadorship just to F with him.
Funny story, sorry, but I had a compliment today on John's Instagram about his content on Traeger.
Yes.
From some rando at the food truck talking about being a fan of the show.
Some rando?
Your show. Yeah. He was a FedEx driver and he was telling me all about it.
Probably listens while he's in the cab delivering FedEx packages.
Also, funny enough, our very own Steve Mitchell on the food truck mentioned John and his Traeger content to do.
Really? As well.
Super weird. Yes. John. That was all in 2 days.
Getting mentions and a tattoo.
I think it would be badass and they should do it. I think it would be funny as hell. All
right, so Rusty's going with a yes in a shocking turn of events. They will give him an ambassadorship. The one person that probably knows the most, Doug, in a shocking turn of events, Traeger will offer our very own John Solberg an ambassadorship just to fuck with him.
That ain't gonna happen.
No. I'll answer before John. No offense. Traeger doesn't even know John. It's not even gonna happen. But we will ask the man himself. John, in a shocking turn of events, Traeger will offer our very own you an ambassadorship just to fuck with you.
Yes, and it's going to be incredible. We're going to take a whole fleet of Ironwoods out in the prairies of Texas, get 300 pounds of Tannerite, and then you'll blow the fuck out of
them. Yeah, let's go. Can you imagine the pain and misery that would cause Traeger Hood? Incredible. All right, we've got a couple minutes left. I can't believe we got through all the questions here and we haven't run out of time. John, what are we promoting tonight?
Don't forget this Friday, the best moments of the Barbecue Central show in 10 minutes or less. You can get it wherever you get your favorite podcast. Just search the BBQ Central show and subscribe.
Doug, promotion?
This past weekend, I was the nurse to Dr. Barbecue on the Baseball and Barbecue podcast, and I'm doing the Buda Wiener Dog National Championship and Barbecue Contest this weekend.
I don't know what that is. It sounds like a gas. Maddie, what are you promoting tonight?
Follow Blinky's Offset BBQ _ on all the socials or Bear Barbecue. And we are going to Springfest to take a GC and roll it into smoke slam.
All right. Baby. You have show karma because you appeared here on a Tuesday night. So we know how that goes. Rusty, what are you promoting tonight?
You can listen to, if you're into food trucks, On the Road, a food truck podcast. You can also listen to Pitmaster's podcast. The Pitmasters podcast, wherever you get your podcasts on all those, go support those. That'd be fantastic.
Matt, did you have something or are you disagreeing?
Oh, no, I'm just a big fan.
Oh, my God. I mean, that sounds like Scott Roberts. Like, I can't believe it. I got to get out of here before my mind blows up here. All right, there they are. Doug Scheiding is the longest running embedded correspondent from Texas. And then John Solberg right next to him, embedded correspondent from Michigan. And there he is, the third longest running embedded correspondent, Rusty Monson from the great city of Utah, and our newest EC from Tennessee, Matt Osman. Gentlemen, always appreciate it, and we'll see you next month for sure. We've done it, and we are still on time, so let's go ahead and get out of here all the way back in the first hour. It was Bob Healy from Grill Blazer, grillblazer.com, and you can get your Grill Blazer on that website, or I believe you said Amazon.com. They are setting up dealers, so be on the lookout for those if you'd like to buy from brick and mortar. I don't know if my mommy is still watching, but she mentioned to me that last week my eyes looked blue. Do they look blue? That's weird. And then after Bob Healy, we had Nick Bauer, president of Primo Grills, talking about the XXL, when you can buy it, how much it was, how much bigger it is. There are going to be accessories for it, all the fun stuff. Second hour embedded correspondence all day long. We ran through a slew of embedded correspondence, and our pal Doug Scheiding showed up even though he was at Shields University and Blues Hog won a contest again that he was at. But forget about all of that. He made it here for the show because the show is most important. And by the way, the podcast that he hosts, the Baseball and Barbecue Podcast, he's doing one with Ray Lampe with his co-host Jeff and Len. Big show playing for you next week. Believe it or not, Malcolm Reed is back in. Sam the Cooking Guy is back in. Plus two other guests that I can't think of right off the top of my head, but they're very big guests. Trust me when I tell you. So how do I always leave you? September 11th, 2001. I will never forget. Until next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, this is your proud... Until next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, this is your program host and proud U.S. American, Greg Reppy. Good night now.
Hi, this is Austin Parsons, pitmaster with Smoky Mountain Q in Nashville, Tennessee, and you are listening to the Barbecue Central Show.